A popular axiom of investigation is follow the money, so let us do just that. The first massive infusion of government influence into theoretical science in the United States culminated in a very bright flash over Hiroshima in 1945. Following the success of the Manhattan Project, the federal government sought to institutionalize the relationship between science and national policy, in part by providing funding for research. Remember, he who pays the piper calls the tune. President Roosevelt authorized his science advisor, Vannevar Bush, to initiate the series of events that resulted in the National Science Foundation and other avenues of outlay for federal support of scientific research. The majority of the funding for climate science research comes from such sources. So far, about $20 billion since 1988. Scientists must compete for this largesse. Departures from the paradigm receive less attention and therefore less funding. The media is complicit in this by focusing its attention on the most extreme and lurid of the climate scenarios offered by researchers. These enjoy the greatest, and in some cases the only attention, and this prompts further funding. This is a classic example of a positive feedback loop, a directional, self-reinforcing set of reactions, much like a thermostat set to turn the heat on when the temperature rises above 75 degrees. It just keeps going. The fire is further fanned by well-funded eco-advocacy groups who promote the alarmist paradigm for their own purposes and support a small but very mobile and very vocal activist network. This may prompt one to ask, why would the government spend billions of dollars and initiate drastic policy when the bulk of evidence insists that no credible threat exists and no policy can have any significant effect on the situation?